Don't pull over. You're in the Fast Lane. Broadcasting live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
Edmonds hit 42 home runs during the regular season.
So it's the anniversary of when Jimmy Ballgame, Jim Edmonds, did that in the 2004 National League Championship Series. It was Game 6 against the Astros, a moment that Cardinals fans will certainly will remember forever. And joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is Jimmy Ballgame, Jim Edmonds, one of BT's teammates at Fox Sports Midwest, and of course, former teammate as well. I'm Anthony Stalter. Jim, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. So I don't know if you heard the call coming in, but we played. So today's the anniversary.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did not know that. That's. I'm glad that I stood you guys up yesterday because today's more special.
You didn't stand us up at all. But all right. So you hit the home run. This is the anniversary today. So what would be tomorrow would be your Game 7 catch, the diving catch in center field with multiple runners on in Game 7 of the Astros. When you go back to that series, if I could ask you, if the hairs stand up on your arms more, for the home run or for the catch, if you relive those highlights?
Oh, man, you know what? I don't know. I think the home run. I don't know why. I think Brenneman's call was pretty good. God rest his soul. You know what I'm talking about, Brad.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think Brenneman's call is pretty good. I really don't know because I think the home runs are so special, especially game ender. I mean, you can hear, obviously listen to the crowd difference, and I think that's how you see how much more people like the home runs versus the defense. But, I mean, they're both pretty special to me because, you know, when you do something great offensively, you know, you reap the benefits right away. But when you do something defensively, it kind of sticks for a while. You know, your coaches and your pitchers and everyone around you appreciate it that much more. And I don't know, I think that part of that is just the pride of being able to go out there. So I love both. I do love obviously the home run because it wasn't a big deal. But the catch was so much fun because I knew that if I didn't make that play, that we were going to lose. And I felt like if I didn't hit that home run, someone else would have drove in a run. So that's the way I look at it.
Jimmy, a lot of guys on the Rays team that certainly haven't experienced the World Series, and a lot of guys that just haven't experienced the postseason just in general. Now, by 04, the highlight that we heard and then the catch the following game in Game 7, look, you had some postseason experience, but do you recall, like, your first time being in the postseason with the Angels and what you were feeling?
Yeah, I think that definitely puts the advantage in the Dodgers' corner, having been to the World Series a bunch of times in the last couple of years. But because it makes you a little jittery, you know, it makes you insecure. It makes you unaware of a lot of the situations because the moment is so overwhelming. So you lose you lose sight of what really you normally would see every day, which is everything. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I got to get a hit and oh, I have to make this play. And where, you know, as a veteran, you start to, you stay with the plan, right? You're still seeing the pitches and you're still seeing the catcher calling the signs and you're still figuring out who's hitting. And I think you lose that when you first get there. And then all that stuff kind of gets thrown off to the side and you kind of miss a step. And I think that's why you see younger players not really playing to their full potential, because if you miss a step in a big game like that, it can cost you.
Jim Edmonds joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Jim, you broke down Game 1 for us between the Cardinals and the Padres. I mean, I don't know if you remember when you joined us, but yeah, you basically called everything. So Brad and I are going to bet on Game 1 tonight. So if you could just provide us with a breakdown of Game 1 and tell us exactly what's going to happen tonight, we'd appreciate it.
Well, you know what's really funny is I don't know much about Glasnow, and I just go back with the Dodgers' offense versus a standard right-handed pitcher, no matter what kind of stuff he has. And, you know, he's a fastball guy with a breaking ball. And I go with the Dodgers' offense over that. But I'm going to have to say that just because the Rays don't face Kershaw as much as some of those other teams, I think he might have the advantage for once tonight. Problem with Kershaw, and Brad, and we've talked about this, he throws the same pitches over and over and over. His breaking ball is the same. His fastball is the same. And his cutter is the same. So if you can take certain pitches off him, you can beat him. And that's what teams have done in the past. So I don't know. I still like the Dodgers.
Jimmy, we all know this, Randy Arozarena, and I actually would love to get your take on him because I know that you've had an opportunity to see him closely and work with him over the last couple of years. But Randy Arozarena, when you look at what the Rays have done, I mean, he's been basically the only means of offense throughout the postseason. Can you, if you're Kershaw, do you think, my thought would be, I'm going to take that piece away and make somebody else beat me. Do you think that the Rays can do that without Arozarena being the guy that he was during the ALCS?
Yeah, I was surprised to see that, you know, obviously he did some damage, but to get to the World Series, I didn't realize he was one of the only guys doing damage. But yeah, you got to pitch around him, or you got to make those pitches. You know, you got to throw those fastballs inside and those cutters at his feet, because he's going to hit a breaking ball and a fastball away. So you probably make your best couple pitches early, and if you can't get ahead of him, especially with people on, you walk him, and then you go after the next guy. I haven't looked at the lineups. I don't really know, like I said, the teams that well, but I'm definitely not allowing him to beat me right now. The good thing for the Dodgers is they've had a day or two off. So usually when you're hot, you want to keep playing, and now you're changing kind of the whole tune of everything. So I don't expect him to be as hot as he's been, but you can't ever guess, and you got to be careful.
So speaking of just guessing, like I would have never guessed that Randy Arozarena would turn into this player. Now, it's a snapshot. I mean, shoot, it's only been it's been a couple of rounds, and it's been some games in the postseason, so this isn't a career yet. But you were around Randy Arozarena. You got a chance to see him up close. What did you see in Arozarena? What did you like about him?
You know what? I didn't. We never got a chance to really get a good look at him. We knew he could play. I think he was 0-for-4 in the big leagues, I read today.
Yeah.
I did an article with someone. You know, he was really quiet, so I think he probably lost favor with that being with the language barrier. And you know what? Here's my other thing, too. Nobody knows him, so they're challenging him in the playoffs, right? They're going to challenge this guy, especially in the league that they're playing in. It's almost like you see guys come up when they catch fire for a month. I almost look at it that way, where they don't know him. The teams that are facing the Rays know the other guys that do damage against their team. So they pitch around that guy. They go after Randy, and bam. And you know what? In a week and a half, 7 home runs can happen so quick. People don't make adjustments because they don't know. And he catches fire and looks like a world beater. But, you know, he just never had the chance in St. Louis. And that's okay. That's just part of the game. You got to let guys go. You know, it doesn't mean he's going to turn out to be the best player ever. And it doesn't mean he's not. So I'm happy for him. I think I'll stand by our organization by letting him go because there was no room at the time, and that's just the way things go.
No doubt. Jimmy, I want you to break down what it's like, though, to be in a zone like Arozarena is in right now. So, I mean, is it like you already know what's coming? Does the ball look like a beach ball? I mean, seriously, because you have, when you're in a zone like this, I would think that you have an innate ability to be able to slow the ball game down. Explain that to our listeners.
And I think that's what it is. I think everything feels good, so you don't really move too much. You don't lose your mechanics. You don't move your head. You see everything really well. They're playing in warm weather. They're, you know, he's just swinging. You know, the thing for me is I saw him hit a couple balls the other way. I knew he was locked in. You know, he wasn't just coming out of his shoes and making contact. But that's all it is. You know, he hasn't played a lot, so he's super strong. He wasn't really doing too much at the plate as far as movement. And just a good player. I mean, we know he's a good player. He just hasn't had a chance. So he's just kind of locked in with his body and his mind, and he got some pitches to hit, and there you go. And some of those guys don't have to, you know, get a whole lot of at-bats, you know, over the course of time to be strong and locked in. And then just goes to show you that anybody can do anything at any given time.
Jim Edmonds is our guest here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Jim, from the former outfielder in Randy Arozarena to some of the current outfielders, when you look at Harrison Bader, when you look at Tyler O'Neill and the rookie Dylan Carlson, I know you've had an opportunity to maybe work with these guys in one way or another. When you see these guys play at the end of the year, do you think that they can make big strides in the offseason? What specifically do you think that these guys need to do in the offseason to really make an impact in 2021 for the Cardinals?
Well, I think a few of these guys went home with some things to work on. I know Harrison did. I know Dylan did. I know, you know, Tyler can keep his bat in the zone a little bit longer at times. But that's just something, you know, that's just part of growing up. That's something I had to learn how to do. Sometimes you got to take it upon yourself to work hard in the winter and fix things that you just don't do well. But you got to figure that out. And I know the coaches have talked to the guys and told them what they need to learn how to do and what they need to work on. And, you know, like I said, a guy like Randy Arozarena might be super excited. He had a great postseason, and he might end up going home and not working on anything and come out next year and not get anything done. So it's a crapshoot sometimes with these guys, and you hope that they grow up. But I feel like it took me until I was like 27, 28, 29 to really figure it out. And then I got hurt, and then I really started to kind of clamp down on what I needed to do and got a chance to watch McGuire, and it really took my game to another level. So I don't know. I still think these guys like Perry and those guys are still so young. And, oh my gosh, Dylan Carlson is 21 years old, and his sky's the limit for him.
See, that's what excites me. As you mentioned that, talking about your age when you really figured it out, that's what I thought of was Dylan right away. The fact that he had his struggles initially, Jimmy, he got sent to the summer camp, the remote site, had a little bit of a reset, and then he came back and was torching stuff. Like, when you see Dylan Carlson, do you believe that he is just one of those guys, like, he just has it? Like, that's what I see when I see him, but I trust you as a hitter more. Like, what do you love about Dylan?
His mind. He is so calm. He thinks about the game. He sees the things that I saw on defense. Tells me that he sees the thing that you can sees the things that you're supposed to see on offense. And I think for the first time in his life, I think things sped up on him. And I think he went back and went, wow, I got to slow down and start over. And he did that. And I'll be honest with you, if he's not playing 75% of the games next year, I'll be shocked, because I think that's what kind of player he is. And he's just got to, you know, use his mind, have someone help him out every day, and just think the game through and slow down. He's going to be great. I mean, like I said, talking to him in the outfield, I was blown away when he was 19 and 20 years old. So I'm sure he's going to be ready come next season. And I'm looking for him to probably, like I said, I don't know about being a starter, but by the end of the year, he's going to be playing 75% of the time.
Well, I know Cardinal Nation is looking forward to that and seeing him and watching him grow throughout. And I know that every time, Jimmy, I get a chance to talk to you, that we get a chance, that our listeners get a chance to hear you. We always learn something. We appreciate you taking the time, my man, and would hope to catch up again during the World Series, man, because this is going to be fun.
Yes, sir. Anytime. You know that, Brad.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. That's Cardinal Hall of Famer Jim Edmonds joining us here in the Fast Lane. Good stuff from Jimmy, Anthony.
Yeah, always. And I wasn't being facetious when Jim joined us for game one of that matchup with the Padres. I mean, he nailed everything. He's like, yeah, I think Yadi Molina's going to get a couple of hits. Boom, right? First two at-bats for Yadi, had two base hits. He thought that they'd have a good game plan against the Padres starter that day, and that's exactly what happened when the Cardinals jumped on him early. And, yeah, he seemingly broke down everything there. And he, if you missed it, he said for tonight, he still likes the Dodgers. The Rays haven't seen Clayton Kershaw that much. They're not familiar with him. So even though Kershaw's had the issues thus far in the postseason, it's still kind of a nice matchup for Clayton Kershaw against this Rays team. So good stuff from Jim.
I don't know who I'm betting on, Anthony. I have no idea yet.
Yeah, you do.
I know I do.
Are you going to lay the? Are you going to do money line or run line? That's your question. And you know what? Hold off, because we'll bet the board next here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.